you don't know how to work on your business yet, work on yourself. Work on rewiring your brain for whatever it is that you want, for success, for wealth, for freedom. That's what this is all about.
Do you feel you should be further along in your contracting business? Are you tired of not making the money that you know that you're worth? Or maybe you're winning, but you just want to win at a higher level. I'm Tom Reber, and this is The Contractor Fight. Turn this shit up and get ready to earn more respect, earn more money, and be a better leader in your business. Oh, and P.S., this show is not for thin-skinned people. If you offend easily or have a victim mentality, you should probably just move the fuck on right now. Let's go. Fighters, what's going on? Today, I had the privilege of interviewing for a second time my buddy Brian Kaskavalsian. He's with G4 Marketing. He has a podcast called The Wealthy Contractor. And today we talked about a bunch of stuff, about growing your business and all the good stuff. We talked about his new book called The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor. So I invite you to listen to that. If you're not familiar with Brian, go back to episode, I believe it was 126 of The Contractor Fight. Yeah, it's 126. Go back there and we talk about more of his story, how he built this monster handyman business and stuff like that. So you can also, I want to make sure I put this in here in the audio. If you go to thewealthycontractor.com/free book, you can actually get his book for free. Just pay for the postage and all that good stuff. So without further ado, here is my conversation with Brian. Brian, welcome back to The Contractor Fight. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Are you still sitting
in Florida? It's been way too long.
It has been. Are you still in Florida?
I am.
Yeah,
I'm in Miami.
Miami, right?
Yep.
I have not been to Florida I was in Florida in 2008 for like 8 hours when I had a layover and I crashed there one night flying back home when I lived in Chicago. I'm in Colorado now. We had like 2 inches of snow the other day.
No way.
Yeah, we did. It was like 79 the day before and like 70 the day after. And we had a fucking day of snow right in the middle. I'm like, are you
unbelievable.
Kidding? Yeah. There's like highways shut down and stuff like that. But so you were on, episode 126.
Wow.
Of The Contractor Fight. And now we're up around 250, 260, somewhere in there. So it's been a while. Last time, just to kind of refresh, we talked a lot about your old handyman business. We talked about one of the concepts I love was how to earn the right to make a high profit. You know, we talked about a lot about value and things like that. And, you know, getting, you know, how to get better leads and a bunch of things like that. So guys that are listening, if you've not heard that episode, just go in your podcast thing, find episode 126. And you'll hear a great talk that Brian and I had. But today, man, I know we're going to talk about a new book that you have out.
Yeah.
And what's that all about, man? First of all, when did you decide to write it? Why'd you write it? And I'm just curious because it's been on my radar to write a book for a while. I just felt like I almost feel like we could just transcribe a bunch of these podcasts and I'd have a fucking book, you know?
Well, we can talk about that later. I could help you with that.
All right, man. Well, coach me up. So tell us about the book.
So look, what's funny is I did a training. I don't know. It was probably a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago. And it was called The 7 Secrets to Becoming a Wealthy Contractor. And it got really great feedback because it was all about having the right mindset. It had nothing to do with selling jobs and and making leads and all of that. Everybody thinks that that's the most important part of the job, and it's really not. And so I did that. We put it out. It was popular. And then I took that recording and I actually uploaded it as a podcast episode. I don't know what episode number it is. And that became one of my most popular podcast episodes. And so now, you know, between you and me and now all of your listeners, I'll go behind the scenes a little bit. I wasn't real happy with some of the structure. I mean, I think the message was good, but I wasn't real happy with the whole thing. And so I thought, well, let me take this and let me turn it into like a little cheat sheet. Literally, it was going to become like a 3 or 4 page cheat sheet on the 7 secrets to becoming a wealthy contractor. So I gave it to somebody and I said, hey, you know, kind of put this together as a cheat sheet. I got it back and I looked at it and I thought, you know, it just does not do the material justice. It needs more. And so I started working on it and I thought, okay, now I'll just, you know, I'll limit it to 10 pages. Then I'll make it, you know, and then I just realized this has to be a book. And so I've spent the last, God, I don't know, off and on, probably the last 4 or 5 months really punching it up and looking at it. And so now I've got the book. Seven secrets to becoming a wealthy contractor, how to make more money, take more time off, and live your best life.
Well, that's what the fight's all about, which is why you're here, man. And I know every time we get together, I learn something. I know, you know, last time we got a lot of great feedback from having you on the show. And so why don't you give us the 30,000 foot view. Just give us what the 7 secrets are first, and then maybe we'll dig into one.
You want me to give them away? They're secrets.
Or then you give away.
Okay, this is just between you and me.
All right, just between us.
But here we go.
Here's the secrets. Ready?
Here we go. Secret number one. The wealthy contractor knows what he or she wants and reverse engineers their business to deliver those results.
Love it.
Number two, the wealthy contractor takes total responsibility for every outcome in their business and their life. I noticed one of your, you know, you and I are so aligned. You could write this, you could write the same book. Mm-hmm. Number three, the wealthy contractor is 100% committed, not 99%, not 99.5, but 100% committed no matter what. Secret number four is the wealthy contractor understands the business that they are really in, which we talked a little bit about on the last episode that we did together. Secret number five is the wealthy contractor takes control of their time. Secret number six is the wealthy contractor takes control of their mind, which is what you are all about.
Yep.
And secret number seven is the wealthy contractor takes massive, unrelenting action, which is also something that you are all about.
You know, you could read those chapter titles, those 7 secrets, and literally just go, okay, I'm good. You can hang that shit on your wall.
Right. Yeah.
And you could live that mantra. You could check those boxes. That's what I love about it. You come right out of the gate with clarity. Like, what the fuck do you want?
Right.
And that's been probably the biggest thing that I've learned over the last couple years is how, and I'm including myself in this, how most of us have no idea truly at the end of the day what we want. You know, I was talking to somebody the other day that there's a lot of coaches out there. There's a lot of coaching groups that are out there and they're all going, you got to build a $10 million, $20 million business. If not, you're a fucking loser. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. What about the guy? Like I got a guy in one of my groups, who he makes his business does like 340 to 360 a year. He pays himself 150 a year and he works like 3.5-4 days a week. And when it's fishing season, you can't find the motherfucker.
Yep.
And he's happy as hell. He's got no debt. He's, you know, things like that. And I look at that and I go, well, why isn't that guy just as successful as quote unquote, the guy with the $10 million business? And to me, he is because he has that clarity around what he wants. So I know there's a lot of meat here. Knowing you, there's a lot of meat in these 7 secrets. So what do you feel makes the most sense for us to camp out on today?
Man, we can talk about it. You know, the wanting thing, the secret number one. And so what's interesting, what I tried to do with this book is I tried to do it as almost like foundational. Mm-hmm. So secret number one, you need secret number one, and then you build secret number two on top of it, and then three, and then four, and then five. if we just talked about secret number one, what you just talked about right there, those are conversations I have all the time. So I deal with, most of the guys I deal with are in multi-millions.
Right.
You know, they're doing 4 billion, 6 million, whatever. And it amazes me. So here, I'll give you an example. Can I give you an example of a conversation that
Absolutely.
I had right around this, okay?
Yep.
And it kind of like, when you have the conversation and you deliver the suggestion, it's almost like you can like hear their heads explode because it's so contrary to what people have told them or what they've told themselves. So, for example, and I have so many examples of this. I'm going to pick one guy, though. So this guy started his business like 3 years ago, okay? First year, came out of the gate, did over $1 million in sales. Second year did, I don't know, whatever he did, like 2 or 3 million. Third year passes $4 million, okay? I ask him, how much money are you making? This guy's still running leads. Like half the business is being written by him. So he's got a full-time job as a salesperson, and then he's building the business at the same time, right?
Yep.
So immediately it's like, dude, you got to stop selling. Yeah, but I can't stop selling because if I do, then blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I say, okay, and he's not making money. His margins are horrible, right? He's doing like $4.5 million a year, making $150,000 a year, but he's got two full-time jobs, right?
Wow.
So I say, okay, well, what's your goal for next year? And he gave me some, whatever it was, $6 million. And what's crazy is that people think that, well, if I just do more, that's going to solve my problem.
Right.
Right. So I pull back and I say to that guy, I said, well, first off, look, man, from my experience, if you can't make money at $4 million, you ain't making money at six.
Mm-hmm.
You're not making money at 8, 10, 20 because you have your profit model completely wrong. Okay. That's one side of it. The other side of it is I said, so if you're doing $6 million, your minimum profit should be $600,000 after you've paid yourself and paid everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Minimum, right? Ideally, your net should be 15%+. Okay, call it 15, right? So if you're doing $6 million, you need to net, what is that, $900,000. I asked the guy, he said, is that how much money you want to make? And it's like, he didn't even think about it that way. It's
right.
Like $900,000 would completely transform this guy, anybody's life, right?
Yeah, yep.
So I said to the guy, I said, how much money do you want to make? And nobody had ever asked him that question before. How much money do you want to make? How much money will it take for you to live your ideal lifestyle?
Yep.
Right? So to me, you know, ideal is kind of like, well, how much do you need for your lifestyle? So your house, your car, your boats, your vacations, whatever. Okay? How much do you need for that? Then how much do you need for your future wealth? Because you got to put money away, right? Mm-hmm. You can't just spend everything you make. You got to live on less than what you make. So how much income do you want to take out and put away? How much do you want to give away? Right? Because we all have to give money away.
Uh-huh.
It's actually a powerful wealth strategy. But it's also the right thing to do. And then, of course, you have to factor in your taxes. Right?
Yep.
So I say to the guy, I say, what about this? I say, instead of trying to take your bit, you're already at $4 million. Instead of trying to take your business to 6 or to 8 and work just as hard and make little to no money, I say, why don't you next year focus on doing the same amount of revenue, but instead of no profit, focus entirely on your bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on making $400,000 on your $4 million.
Yep.
Would that change your life? Oh my God, yes. What could you do with $400,000?
Right.
You know? And then he goes down the list, right? And by the way, you know, that money then could be taken and invested into the business to replace all of the jobs he's doing. So this guy needs a sales system, right?
Yep.
So he needs to go and pay to have a sales system installed in his business. He doesn't need to figure it out. There's people out there, people like mm-hmm. you, that he can go to and say, hey, I need a sales system. Write you a check. You know, one of my mentors is a guy named Dan Sullivan from The Strategic Coach.
Yep.
And Dan Sullivan says that if you have a problem,
I know where you're going. This is
and you can write a check, you don't have a problem.
The problem's gone.
Yep. Right?
Yep. So I want to break this down. $4 million. I got my calculator. I'm playing with my calculator as you're talking. And this is what you said some earlier, like everybody thinks just by doing more, it's going to fix my problems, right? And let's agree for everybody listening here that yes, there's a certain revenue point that you have to be at to make a certain amount of money. I get that, right?
Yep.
But in this guy's case, if he literally just did $4 million again, raised his gross profit by 5%, okay, that would be another $200,000 right there. Right. Okay, of the 400 that you're talking about. So let's break it down even further. If this, I don't know what industry he's in, but he's got a $20,000 average job size.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's that more means, like, it's, let's just say it's more like 10.
Okay. So it's 10 grand.
Windows and siding.
All right. So that means $500 more per job.
Per job.
And I guarantee you, you or I could walk into that guy's office right now, sit down with his team, and in 1 hour, give them a plan to find $500 more on every fucking job they're doing,
right?
And problem solved.
Right.
Okay. So this, I don't want people hearing this to go, oh my God, like they hear 200,000, 900,000, they get overwhelmed. This is getting into the batter's box every day and getting on base with just 5% better of your gross profit. And usually that's in efficiencies. It's the way you're setting your guys up in the sense of giving them a clear scope of work and having daily huddles and shit like that. So this is really easy to do. There was a guy who called me a couple months ago, and he didn't end up working with me. It was a sales call and we weren't a good fit. He didn't like what I said, apparently. and he said, I want to grow my business to $5 million. And over the course of 10 minutes or so on the phone, I finally got to the why. I said, well, why do you want to grow a $5 million business? And he goes, because I want to pay myself $250,000. And I said, so you're telling me that unless you're $5 million, you can't pay yourself $250,000. It was total silence. It was like, you know, crickets. And he was one of these guys that, I'll just say it, a lot of guys are like this. They want to show the world that they have the biggest balls. They have the most trucks. They have this. They have this. One of my business partners, man, it's funny. His business, he's a multimillionaire from another business that he sold. He's got another business now that he's had for about 15 years. And it does about 1.4 to 1.6 a year. And dude, check this out. Owner's salary on 1.5 is year in, year out between $500,000 and $600,000.
Wow.
Owner's salary. Okay. And that's because he is clear. He has a mantra. It's my partner, Steve. His mantra is don't mess with the money.
Yeah.
Like that's his thing. And in my world, in my programs, we call it get oxygen, right? You got to get your oxygen and what you do with it is your business.
Hey, do you know that about 88% of home improvement contractors are not making $100,000 take home pay a year? And that's pathetic because there's a lot of needs in our lives, guys. I just want you to think about your personal life here for a minute. You know, I've recently asked people to post why they want to make $100,000. And we've got everything from somebody saying, I want to be able to take my wife on a date anytime I want. All right. And we're check to check and I feel like a loser. Or one guy was sharing about how whenever he knows he's not providing the amount of money that he needs to provide to take care of his family and his in-laws, he feels like his in-laws are giving him a strange look every time he's over there, like he's an underachiever and it bothers him. Somebody else shared about how she's had massive health issues her whole life and hasn't had the money to truly take care of herself. And now her daughter has a condition and she can't afford the treatment and the therapy and the nutrition and all these other things. Guys, you sacrifice a lot to add massive value to your clients And I'm going to keep this short and sweet here today. If you're just, it's as simple as this. If you're not making $100,000 a year in personal income, as soon as my voice is done in this podcast today, go to thecontractorfight.com/100K, 100K, all right, and sign up to get notified about our 100K coaching program. It is designed to get you from wherever you're at now to 100K in personal income in the next 12 months, if not sooner, if you do the shit we coach you to do, all right? There's too much at stake. Your kids are dependent on you. You've been stealing from your family too long, all right? Some of you, your spouse has been carrying the financial load for way too long, and it's time you fucking shit or get off the pot. Do things the right way and have the life and the bank account that you've always wanted to have. thecontractorfight.com/100K.
So I'm looking at your steps here, or the secrets, and as I'm looking at them, you're talking about like they each build on each other.
Yeah.
What I see, and I'm curious your thoughts on this, is most people jump right to number seven.
Yeah.
You know, massive action. Like they heard about their buddy who did this, so they go run and they do that. And they do this and things like that. So what's been what advice do you give to somebody who maybe wants to blow off 1 through 6 or kind of half-ass them?
Well, you can, but you know what's going to happen. You're just going to end up running into walls.
Well, kind of like your $4 million guy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, and the numbers, I say this all throughout the book, the numbers don't matter. I know people that income-wise are perfectly happy at 50 or 60 grand a year. And then I know people that are unhappy at 5 million a year. Mm-hmm. The numbers don't matter. It only matters to you. But if you don't know why, so why am I chasing after that next bright, shiny object, which is the sales training or the new lead generation, the, mm-hmm. the new whiz bang lead generation thing that comes around? Yeah, look, and that's why so many people fail. You know, consulting is most people fail when they hire a consultant.
Yeah.
Right? Because a lot of times the consultant, see, this is one of the things I like about you. If you look at my first book, I realized the hard way that when I did consulting work, I could go into somebody and I could, just like you said, you and me could walk into a business, we can look at that $4 million and you and me will find $500,000 like that in 2 seconds, right? But then you deliver that message and say, okay, great. In order to do that, we have to do this, 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 and this. Go. Right. And then you come back 3 months later and shit's worse than it was when you got there. Right.
Yep. Yep.
Now you got to come up with a whole new plan. The problem with that is, yes, they might go after it, but if they don't know why they're going after it, right. Mm-hmm. That goes all the way back to secret one. It's like, well, why do you want to make more money? And then the other thing too, is now you skip number six. Number six is getting your head straight.
Yeah.
If you can't program yourself. So this guy, you know, that you were talking about, the guy that wants to do 5 million so he can make 250, he's not programmed his mind. He's not rewired his mind for a $250,000 income. So all of us have a quote unquote set point, right? Right. So, you know, for the longest time, you know, I had a set point of, you know, whatever, this number.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my goal number was 4 times that number. You can't just wake up one day and say, oh, wow, I'm going to go meditate. And I'm going to use, you know, the secret, and I'm going to like go and, you know, and meditate on it. And now I'm going to become, you know, I'm going to make 4 times the amount of money. You got to work at it. You got to rewire the crap that's going on in your head. Mm-hmm. So I would sit down and I give some examples of stuff you have to do. I would sit down every morning. I'm so happy and grateful now that I'm earning this. And then at the bottom of the paper, I would put in why I want to make that money and where the buckets of where that money is going to go. And it took a year and a half to do it. It was a year and a half because, yeah, there was an in-between. So the in-between was actually 2.5 times my set point. And I'm like, okay, this is cool. This is working. I kept doing it. And then, boom, last year went past it. Right. I increased my income by 4 times. Now, I was very clear on what the number was, and I was very clear about where the money was going to go. And sure as shit, that's how the money's pretty much ending up, right? Now, the question is, do I want to do it again? Do I want 4 times the money that I'm doing now, right? Or is it maybe 1 time or 2? But the thing is going back to the original question is, if I had just taken actions that I thought were going to get me there, it was not going to work because I tried that for 10 years before, right? I just thought, well, I need more leads, or I need more sales, or I need more this, or I need, no, I needed to get my head right. And in order to get your head right, you got to get your time right. That's secret number 5.
Right? That's exactly where I was going next. I was looking at these going, where do I want to camp on? And time is the big thing with the people that listen to this show. Like one of the things we always talk about here is quit stealing from your family, right?
Right.
Whether it's time and money. And so
absolutely.
How does somebody take 100%? How does somebody take 100% control of their time? What's that look like?
Well, you got to look at everything you're doing. What are you doing in your business? So there's too many people in business that are doing what I call the thing. Okay. So the thing, in the case of my guy that I gave you the example of, the thing for him was going out and selling. Mm-hmm. That's like the worst thing that he could do, even though he was better at it than anybody else. Right?
Yeah.
Because if you are going to build a business, if you're going to build an enterprise, you can't be out running leads. You can't be out installing toilets. You can't be out doing, again, the thing. You can't be standing behind a cash register. You can't be making sandwiches. You can't be fixing a car. And that's the hardest thing for people to get is that, man, I got to stop doing that, because you could hire somebody to do that stuff, right? If you can hire somebody to do it and you can create a process around it and train them on how to do it, you should not be doing it. I can't train somebody to be Tom Reber. I can't do it. Only Tom knows where his business is going, and only Tom can make those things happen. Every business needs a leader. Every business, using the vernacular of EOS, the entrepreneurial operating system, which we use here in our company through the book Traction, every business needs a visionary.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to tell everybody else where we're going.
Bingo. Yep.
You know, and if you aren't doing that in your business, you don't have a business. You just have a really bad job. Most of the time.
Yeah.
Right. So understand, where are you spending your time? Are you spending, you know, as we learned from the E-Myth, are you in your business or are you working on your business? And by the way, Tom, if you are right now doing everything in your business, the most powerful thing you can do. So a lot of people will tell you, well, go work on your business. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Go work on my business. I'm struggling to make payroll. What do you mean work on my business? Here's what you do. And I have a presentation on this as one of the resources for the book. I call it my library strategy. Hmm. Okay, here it is. It's super simple. Find one day a week and go for 4 hours, block out your calendar, 4 hours, that's it, half a day, and start with that. And take this time, cell phone, no internet, no email, no distractions. I used to go to the library to do this, quiet, free, no one's gonna bother you. Time moves slow. Go sit there and work on your business, or start by working on yourself. Right? Yeah. That's the most powerful work that you can do. If you don't know how to work on your business yet, fine, work on yourself. Work on rewiring your brain for whatever it is that you want, for success, for wealth, for freedom. That's what this is all about. Business is all about success, wealth, and freedom. That's it, right? And so go work on that. Just half a day, a week. Do that for a while. You'll be amazed at what starts to happen around you. And then when you've gotten good at half a day, then what's next?
Mm-hmm.
Go full day. Or you do two half days a week.
Right.
And you gradually work yourself into it. The beautiful thing about this, and you know this, the beautiful thing about this is if you stick to this, stuff will start to come to you so fast,
yeah,
it'll make your head spin. This is not a long, drawn-out 3 or 4 year process. Once you start to get in that zone and you commit and you do this for half a day a week, in a month, everything will be different. 1 month, everything. In 3 months, you won't even recognize what's going on around you. You'll be like, amazed.
Well, when you said things start coming to you, there's a science behind that. And that's the reticular activating system in the brain, the RAS. And basically what happens, for those that don't know, is whatever you assign importance to,
mm-hmm.
whether it's scarcity, right? If all you tell yourself is there's poor customers out there, nobody wants to pay my prices, I can't find employees and all that other shit, this little thing in our brain somewhere recognizes that shit and it finds opportunities for it. So just by taking a few hours a week, start with 5 minutes in the morning. And I mean, that I spent a couple minutes a day and I write down my own little mantras. And one of them is, I am a magnet for money and success. I am a magnet for money and success. And it's hilarious. The days that I do that, I like find $20 on the ground.
Yep.
Somebody calls me out of the blue and hires me that I talked yep. to a year ago. And the days and the periods of time where I blow that off, I don't have those things happening. So the RAS is basically our subconscious, our brain is programmed to find more of the shit that we tell it's important. And so yep. if you are telling yourself, if you're looking for a red car, right? You're out looking for a red BMW. I don't know. I'm just yeah. picking something, right? I don't know why I'd want a red one. But anyway, yeah. So you're going to see more of those on the road because your brain is now recognizing what's already been there.
Yep.
Those things are all, that success that we want is already out there. That BMW is already out there. And by you intentionally telling your brain what's important. And to me, like you said, that's what working on your business is, because you're working on you.
Yeah.
Start with that. And I also want to say this for those that are going, there's no way I can step away for 4 fucking hours a week and all this other stuff and my business today. Well, check this out. Then get up fucking earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Get up at 4 o'clock, go to bed earlier, and then go ahead and fucking, you know, from 5 to 7, do that 2 mornings a week.
Yeah.
Or something like that. But don't, none of this bullshit that you don't have time, because we always find time for the shit that's important to us.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you a question. I have this deck of cards here that my producer, Travis, who runs my podcast, he's got a program called Shortcut to Podcasting. Give him a shout out there. And I have this deck of cards of questions. All right. So I'm going to end today with two things. I'm going to shuffle the deck. I'm going to ask you a question.
Okay.
And then after that, you're going to share with us where we can find you, how people could reach out, who's a great fit, you know, for you and G4.
Okay.
All right. Cool. You good with that? Ready? No pressure.
I hope I have a good answer for the,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what, here we go. We're going to shuffle them once. Hopefully it'll be a nice juicy one, man. Something juicy. All right, here we go. All right. What technology do you wish existed?
Driverless cars.
Driverless cars.
It's something, I don't know if the answer to the question is something new that's never been thought of before, but I'm not that smart.
Yeah.
Yesterday, we were on the other side of Florida, and we were driving back, and like halfway through, I'm like, damn, this would be so cool if I didn't have to be paying attention and I didn't have to be driving. So
I was impressed with how quick you had an answer, because you weren't
It's fresh. It's fresh from yesterday.
And I was thinking about that because I have a trip coming up that's a 5-hour drive in a couple weeks. This week. Yeah. And I'm like, God, I should hire somebody to drive me so that I can work or whatever. Yeah. So I
can or relax
or relax,
or just relax or, and not have to think about driving.
Yeah. Not have to think about driving. I love it, man. So, man, we talked about some good stuff here, the clarity and ownership and control and time and the mind and this and that. First of all, I want to recommend anybody who's listening or watching to this, go to Amazon, get the 7 Secrets of Becoming a Wealthy Contractor.
How about if I tell them how to get it for free?
Well, shit, there you go.
So, I want to put this book into the hands of as many contractors as I can. And so what I've set up is I've set up a special page on thewealthycontractor.com. Mm-hmm. It's thewealthycontractor.com/free book. And if you go there, you can get a physical copy of the book for shipping and handling. I'm buying the book. You just pay shipping and handling. Book is, by the way, 100% guaranteed. If you get it, you don't like it, you didn't buy it, but I'll refund you even the shipping and handling. You just send me a note and say, hey, Brian, I hate the book, and I'll give you your money back. But when you get the book, you get access to a bunch of resources also that are mentioned in the book. You get the audio book, and then you get some tools and things that I mentioned throughout the book, and some stuff that's not mentioned in the book that just, you know, helps make it happen. So it's thewealthycontractor.com/free book.
Love it, man. I appreciate you doing that. So if somebody wants to have you do a workshop, they want to work with you, they want to have you come speak, whatever, what's the best way to reach out to you?
Best thing to do is you can go to thewealthycontractor.com, or you can go to our main site, which is G4 Marketing, and 4 is spelled out. If you put the number 4, you're going to get somebody else. So it's GFOUR Marketing.com. That's our main business. That's where you'll find everything.
Good stuff, man. Well, Brian, I appreciate you making the time to come back on the show here today.
Anytime, Tom. Thank you.
I know last time we talked about doing an event or something together. I think we need to make that happen, man.
Yes, for sure.
Rock some faces off, man.
Yep.
So, all right, buddy. Appreciate it. Travis, bring in the guitars, and we'll see you guys next time on The Fight.
Want some fight swag to wear? Simply share this episode of The Contractor Fight anywhere on Facebook or Instagram using the hashtag #JoinTheFight, and our team will pick one winner each week to recognize your help in spreading the fight message.